is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Islamic Republic of Iran, the suspect nuclear weapons program. Reuters, Vienna. UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi hopes to hold talks with new Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian by November. Why? Improving Iran's cooperation with the IAEA. I welcome Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. She is deputy director of the Nonproliferation and Biodefense Program at the FTD. And in publishing a document in August, anticipates the next and the next and the next challenge of dealing with this suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran in wartime, in which Iran has launched an attack against Israel that is in active combat with what are called the tentacles of the Iranian war making. However, the nuclear weapon is a standalone issue of great concern, not only to the United States and Israel, but to our allies in Europe. Andrea, a very good evening to you. Your summary and your kindness to list the findings are very helpful. So I want to go into the geeky details here, Andrea, what we need to know and what we don't know. The first geeky detail is, what is an IR-6 and why do we care that Iran is installing more of them? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. Well, the IAEA's latest Iran reports indicate that the Islamic Republic is continuing to make steady yet incremental approaches in amassing highly enriched uranium for a potential breakout to nuclear bombs. This IR-6 centrifuge that you mentioned is one of their best centrifuges. It enriches uranium quite quickly. And they've been installing an increasing number of those, particularly at the underground Fordow site. They added 8 more of these, what we call cascades. That's groups of about 174 machines since the last report in May by the IAEA. And doing so alone could allow Iran to break out, make weapons-grade uranium within days. Now, they haven't fired up a lot of those centrifuges yet, and that's likely due to the U.S. offering them informal sanctions relief behind the scenes. But this is clearly not a policy that can work long-term. Since we see Iran adding these gains every single month, it's going to create a temptation to break out of their nonproliferation obligations alongside this. And the fear is, once the regime achieves a robust ability, and this aligns with opportunity, plus a perception that there will be few international consequences, we may see them go forward.
The IR-6s, are those the best of the best, top of the line? Is that what the U.S. uses?
Well, these are far less effective than the U.S. centrifuges, but they're an advancement for Iran's program. They now have over 10,000 advanced machines installed across 3 enrichment plants. Not all IR-6, but certainly they allow them to enrich uranium a lot faster than their first generation model, which was called the IR-1. And so it's a concern. And we don't know, in fact, because of their restrictions on IAEA oversight, whether they could be stockpiling hundreds of those machines at a secret site for use in a later breakout.
You say thousands. This report says 8 more IR-6 cascades. That doesn't sound profound to the Fordow fuel enrichment plant. Is that meant as a provocation, less a war making?
It is actually provocative. It's around 1,400 machines when you're talking about the cascades. So it is provocative. The fact that they haven't enriched uranium in those machines yet is, I guess, some solace. But, I mean, that's kind of like having an unloaded gun pointing at someone and being able to load it at any point.
And so why do we know about the IR-6s? Did they want us to know that? I'm looking for the way the game is being played. Did they tell us they were doing it?
They did. So following the June IAEA board censure resolution of Iran, this was their retaliatory act. They installed the centrifuges, and they made clear that any future censure could result in further steps. And this is like the sword of Damocles that they have hanging over the West, where anytime we push back against their advances, they then will lay more facts on the ground and increase their ability to break out at a time of their choosing.
more about the IRGC. Is there any other state, sovereign state, that is installing IR6 centrifuges? Is this something North Korea does?
Well, certainly they have comparable abilities. There's only around 14 countries in the world that enrich uranium, though, so Iran being one of them. And being a non-nuclear weapons state and making highly enriched uranium, which is uranium enriched to 60% and puts them days away from 90%, which is atomic weapons grade, that's something the IAEA is increasingly pointing out. They're saying very pointedly in their latest report, hey, you are the only non-nuclear weapon state that is making highly enriched uranium. You know, please explain this. It's provocative.
You write, despite repeated calls by the IAEA that Iran reconsider this inappropriate political act, including in a June 2024 Board of Governors censure resolution, Iran has failed to reverse course. The IAEA reports the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran chief Mohammad Eslami told the IAEA June that Iran's position on the matter is, quote, unchanged, and this position will remain as it is. Now, that sounds like a red line, is it? Or does the red line keep getting moved?
I think for Iran, they laid a red line at this time on this issue of restoring the designations of several IAEA enrichment inspectors. This had been something the IAEA hoped Iran would reverse. They did this again in retaliation for a statement by the countries at the IAEA board. And it really does reduce IAEA insight into the program. And that's along with them not complying with their multi-year investigation into undeclared nuclear weapons work, not providing the agency with information on the construction of new nuclear facilities, you know, and the list goes on. So I think Iran is really saying in that case, they're not budging, and your move, West.
We come now to the second concern for the IAEA, and from this August summary, surveillance equipment. On and off over the years, I get lost. Is there surveillance equipment in Iran right now? Does the IAEA have access to it? And this report indicates that Iran is obliging the IAEA to take surveillance equipment out. What is the full range of surveillance available right now?
Right now, the IAEA has cameras and surveillance, as well as online enrichment monitors, which measures enrichment nearly in real time. At the enrichment facilities, three of them, probably places like the conversion facilities, anything that's related to nuclear material production, and that's part of the IAEA safeguards, the standard IAEA safeguards. What's separate is what's called the additional protocol, and that's an enhanced inspection agreement that Iran was implementing under the Iran nuclear deal up until 2021. So they have taken down a lot of the cameras at sites like centrifuge production facilities, uranium mines, facilities that really prepare a country for a breakout if necessary, augmenting different nuclear assets. And in some cases, they have been holding footage that they allow the IAEA to still collect in their custody. So there's really no insight, basically, since June 2022 for the IAEA.
And these surveillance cameras, are they helpful? Has anybody ever used surveillance film to say, aha, we caught you? Or is it what looks to be a diplomatic gesture?
I think they could be helpful, particularly in a case where Iran would be going to higher enrichment, shutting out IAEA inspectors, adding additional centrifuges that might indicate a breakout. I haven't heard of any case in particular where the IAEA used the surveillance cameras, and they're probably just not very open about when they do. You know, like, for example, when Iran produced near 84% enrichment at the Fordow site, perhaps the IAEA used cameras to look into that further. So they are useful. I think they come into play when serious things happen.
And there seems to be, according to this report, an obligation to remove cameras. From where? Why remove them?
Iran forced the IAEA to take down some of the cameras, or did so with IAEA oversight, from some of those ancillary facilities like centrifuge production. And the IAEA has been battling with them ever since, really. And they even came to a statement in 2023 where Iran agreed to enhance the IAEA's monitoring abilities, but then it failed to follow through, failed to turn over past footage that it has.
I'm speaking with Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Following another meeting in Vienna by the IAEA, there's to be further conversation between Mr. Grossi and the new president of Iran, who has offered talks. However, Andrea is helping me understand a recent report, August, about the facts on the ground that we can ascertain. And when we come back, what is an undeclared site? I'm John Batchelor.